listening to the BEM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast, audio, and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bemglobalnetwork.com. The BEM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
Concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world, this is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of The Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
We are live. This is The Truth Spoken in Love for you. You know that to be live, right? I have a t-shirt on now. I don't know if you could see it. It says, yesterday, today, forever. Now, for me as a human, for you, as a human being, from birth, for us to remain the same yesterday, today, and forever, that would be a very sad scenario. For you see, we are born in a condition, a lost condition, a spiritual death. For we were created by the only true living God. And God says in Genesis, please read Genesis 1, 2, and 3. Genesis 1, God says, let us make man in our image. Us, God the Father, God the Lord God, the Holy Spirit, the three in one. As Jesus says in his word, the Father and I are one. And I don't speak anything but what I hear the Father saying. And I don't do anything but what I hear the Father, see the Father doing. And by his Holy Spirit, when the Lord God who had created man from the dust of the ground and the woman from the side of the man, he breathed into them the breath of life, the Holy Spirit of the living God. And man then was body, a soul, with alive with the Holy Spirit. Now, if you go on to read Genesis chapter 3, you will find that the only instruction, the only thing not good for human beings was the knowledge of evil. Okay. And the Lord God told them so. In fact, so much so was it not good for them, for the knowledge of good and evil. He told them that in the day that you would eat of the tree, there's the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, and there's the tree, the knowledge of good and evil. If they ate from the tree of knowledge and good and evil, in the day you will surely die. God warned them. Now, if you do not know that there is a war, there is a war in the heavens, and the person who is responsible for that war, Satan, the chief angel who wanted to elevate himself as God. And so he rebelled against the living God. And one third of the angels now became demons following Satan, the chief devil. And that is what is wrong in this world. We are born, if you read Ephesians 2, we are born separated from God, spiritually dead. We are born listening to Satan, not listening to the true living God. And that is the dilemma of why the world is at war. For Satan is the thief who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy us. And he did so when he tricked Eve and then Adam into eating the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And they died that day, separated from God, spiritually dead, no longer living by the Holy Spirit of God within them. And that is the dilemma, and that is reason that all the wars on earth, battles against life, battles against liberty, battles against justice, are because of the ruling of Satan. And through all who listen to him, as we are born, going astray, turning each one his own way, but listening to Satan, not really realizing, oh, what I think, what I do is not under his influence. It is. Ephesians chapter 2. But the Lord God created man and woman for the purpose of having life, a relationship with the living God through him. Therefore, the Lord God became flesh. He had created everything in the beginning, and all things were made by him. And without him was nothing made that was made. And the Lord God called the living word, because he spoke everything into being. He became flesh, a human, to bear our sin on his own body, on the tree, so that we have the opportunity to turn from sin, rebellion, to turn from death, and to turn to life in Christ, as Christ is the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth and mankind. And until we listen to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, we cannot come back to God the Father. We cannot become born again. Only Jesus, the Lord God, Creator, who became flesh, full of grace and truth, only through Jesus, as he says, you must be born again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you be born again, you cannot have life as it was intended. You need to be restored, renewed, reborn by Jesus' gift of the Holy Spirit that in the beginning he had breathed into Adam and Eve. But now, for all who choose to listen to him, Jesus will restore the life-giving Holy Spirit so that we live, not spiritually dead, not separated from God. Jesus says, come unto me, listen to me, follow me, for I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. So in Ephesians, we find about this spiritual war, the battle for our souls. If you then would turn to Ephesians chapter 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 to win the battle. And there's a little song. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me before I knew him. Now all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. And in Ephesians chapter 2, if we are still separated from God, if we are still lost, still going our own way, spiritually dead, Ephesians 2 says, and you have he quickened, those who turn to Jesus, who were dead, all once were dead. We were born dead. We were born separated from God. And so we all once were dead in trespasses and sins. And if you're not in a right relationship with the living God through his only begotten Son, Jesus, you still are dead in trespasses and sins. Verse 2, for in time past you walked according to the course of this world. We all did. And only through Jesus we become free from the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our behavior in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. All born in this condition, only Jesus can bring us out of that spiritual death We will take a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
And we're back, and I'm so glad to be here because we speak of the issues of life, liberty, and justice. And tonight, the bad news about the battle that came about in the Garden of Eden that caused the loss of a relationship with the living God, that caused us to be going astray. Because then, worse was, we were under the influence of the principality of the air, according to the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Please be warned and turn away from Satan, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. For as Jesus says in Psalm 2, Ephesians 2, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loves us. Even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us who turn to Jesus. Together with Christ, his grace is sufficient, and we are saved from spiritual death, from hell and the grave. Jesus was raised up, and in him we are raised up and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And in Christ we are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has planned before. He ordained good works for us, so that in Christ we should walk in them, live. And one of the good works that God planned for me in Christ Jesus is being right here. A young man is listening now, and the MC, Justin, yes, okay. So I was created in Christ Jesus unto good works that he planned in advance, that when we turn to Jesus, when we listen to him and receive the Holy Spirit of God, we have purpose. We have life-giving purpose. And the good works that he works by his Holy Spirit in us to love God, to love one another. When Jesus rose from the dead, he gave those who listened to him, it's called the Great Commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel, share the good news of Jesus' life, burial, death, and resurrection. For Jesus bore our sin on his own body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live unto righteousness, a right relationship with the living God. We were created for such a relationship. And when a man's sperm, a woman's egg, united to begin your being, physical being, yet still in need of spiritual life at birth. For Jesus says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. You were in my care before you were born. And he invites, is always calling, come unto me. Listen, follow me, and receive the life-giving Holy Spirit of the living God. In Ephesians 5, it says, be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named among you. And those are some of the sins that when we are born going astray, that we need to say, Jesus, forgive me. Cleanse me from unrighteousness. Deliver me from evil. And heal me. Heal my soul with your Holy Spirit. For we were sometimes darkness, but now in Christ are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it's a shame even to speak of the things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, Jesus, the light of the world. Whosoever does make manifest is light. The verse says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He says, wake up, you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light, the light of life, the gift of the Holy Spirit. To as many as receive him, Jesus gives the power to become children of God, born again of the Holy Spirit of God. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another. Love one another, Jesus says. This is my commandment, that you would love one another, even to the extent that he loved us. Jesus says, greater love hath no man than he lay down his life for his friends. And we share the love of God in Christ and his invitation to receive Jesus as Lord God and Savior, and to be born again, spiritually alive, our souls renewed, restored, and it brings healing also to our flesh. And one day, when the soul passes to Jesus at our physical death, for there is no death when we are in Christ, we pass to Jesus. We will have to take a short break. Stay tuned, be right back.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality? But it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating. Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of The Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you, for your life. For you to have liberty, for you to come into the victory and have justice against the schemes of the devil, the principality of the air, who rules in those of disobedience. And I pray right now, if you are not a child of God in Christ Jesus, turn to Him right now. Jesus, forgive me for my way, my sin. Cleanse me from unrighteousness. Grant me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Here in Ephesians chapter 6, and when you can, in a Bible or get one, the whole letter of Ephesians, the victory, Ephesians 1, then getting the victory, and 2, being transformed, renewed in our minds, knowing the will of God, knowing what is right from wrong, not being deceived by Satan, who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy our life. In Ephesians chapter 6, absolutely necessary to have the victory to win against Satan's schemes. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall receive of the Lord. And he says, finally, those in Christ, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How? Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He hates your guts, if you didn't know that before. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And here is the battle plan. Stand therefore, having your loins, belt of truth, about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching therewith with all perseverance and supplication. And Paul prays, and I pray this as well. I pray that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that wherewith I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And that is, as we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, we are his ambassador to share the truth in love. Speak peace and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And grace, God's goodness at Christ's expense. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I was thinking of a song earlier. But Jesus' words about having liberty as well, to all who receive him, Jesus gives the power, the right to become children of God, to have life with the Holy Spirit. And if we continue in his word, as he says, continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We win the battle for life. We win the battle for liberty. No one can take us out of the Father's hand. In Christ, we have the victory. We receive justice, forgiveness for going our own way, righteousness instead of being children in darkness. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Be ye healed, forgiven, and set free. We live in a world at war because Satan is the ruler of all those who are still disobedient. And that is why we have in this world so many struggles. But in Christ, greater is the Holy Spirit of God in us than he that is in the world. Make sure you are a child of God. Receive Jesus, the Lord God and Savior. Jesus, the only Lord God and Savior. There's no other name given under heaven unto men whereby we must be saved. Jesus overcame death, hell, and the grave. Receive Jesus. Master, Savior, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms, well, they'll all pass away, but there's something about his name, Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, the only Lord God and Savior. Be forgiven, cleansed, delivered, healed, put on the full armor of God. Love, with God's love for you. Receive the love of God in Christ Jesus. To love Him who first loves us. Freely, freely in Christ you have received. Freely, freely in Christ you will receive. Freely, freely give, Jesus says. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live. All power is given in Jesus' name, in heaven, on earth, in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name I come to you to share His love as He told me to. Win the battle for life. Win the battle for liberty. And receive justice in Christ. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is life, rebirth by the Holy Spirit of God. There is liberty. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom, forgiveness, healing, and justice, so that one day we will face Jesus. We will be with Jesus face to face. To encourage you in Philippians chapter 4, because there is difficult times in this world, says, I beseech you, rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord's salvation, His salvation. Receive Him and have His salvation. So that you, when anxious, you do not have to give in to, you can be in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You can let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Paul says, finally, think on these things. There's a word, be transformed by the renewing of your mind with the Holy Spirit, with the Word of God. Paul says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, anything worthy of praise, think on these things. Be overcomers. Have the victory in Christ who overcame for us. There's a little song about us, our souls, our longings, our needs, comparing it to a deer longing for water. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Do you know the word worship? It means to love Him. To love the only true living God through having the Holy Spirit from Jesus as Lord God and Savior. Have life, liberty, and let His justice, Jesus, who overcame death, hell, and the grave, bring to you victory for now and for eternity. For it's when we have Jesus, who is the only one who is rightfully the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we need to be transformed so that we are not what we used to be, lost, separated from God, spiritually dead. We need to be transformed by the one, Jesus the Christ, who is the living God, the same to yesterday, today, and forever. For He overcomes for us when we listen to Him, when we follow Him. Come unto Me, Jesus says, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. We will take a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine, and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, an addict's journey from loneliness to life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network. Have you ever felt like no one is listening, or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune in to Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you, that you would have life, that you would have the victory, that you would have liberty from Satan, who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, that you would have justice in Christ and win the war, the spiritual war, and the war in the world, for you can then stand and be strong. Justin, can you hear that? And we need to turn it up. Okay, I want to play a song for you, and I'm going to go start it again a little louder. Okay. Let peace rule over your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Be filled with His love. I'm going to play a song that goes back maybe to the 1980s. Sin, forgive me, cleanse, deliver, and heal. Jesus, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Jesus. We have in Christ, we have today, tomorrow, and forever. Him your pain. Give Him strength is made perfect in our weakness when we rely on Jesus. Forgive us, set free. This mercy. This love. Joy, receive Jesus. Receive joy. The Holy Spirit of God, Jesus' gift. Jesus. We will now be taking a 6-day break. And next week, I'm going to talk about some of the battles in the world that we need to be aware of, that we need to resist Satan's attempts to rule in the world and to rule people and to rule people who are not listening to Jesus. We have a choice. There are only two masters. When we turn to Jesus, the Lord God and Savior is our master, or we are under the principality of the air, the one who comes to steal, kill, destroy. Make Jesus your choice. Turn to him. Turn to Jesus. Turn your eyes unto Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of Jesus' glory and grace. Receive love, life, liberty, and have God's just victory. See you.
This has been the Truth of Spoken Love with your host, Myra Jean. The Truth versus the Deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth of Spoken Love.